Hello and welcome to episode 9 in our series, Step Into His Presence. Today we continue to step into His presence to learn about prayer and unplanned fasting. Today's episode is entitled The Unplanned Fast or The Elijah Fast. We're going to a showdown today, one man versus 450 men, the prophet Elijah against Queen Jezebel's 450 prophets. My name is Stephanie Wright and thank you for joining us today. Have you ever woken up in the morning or during the course of your day felt the Holy Spirit lead you to fast? It's not your regular fast day. You hadn't planned on fasting, but you know this is from the Lord. Well, that's what we are going to talk about today, the Elijah fast or the unplanned fast. Today we will learn the significance of the unplanned fast and how Elijah's fast played an integral role in the fulfillment of the prophecy concerning King Ahab's kingdom and Queen Jezebel's downfall. Let's step into his presence to learn about fasting when it is unplanned. Before we get started, if you have not already listened to episode 1 in this series, Nothing is Impossible with God, please do so. It provides some basic foundational principles about fasting, scriptures, contemporary examples of fasting with prayer, and caveats on how to fast. Always remember to follow your healthcare provider's advice when fasting. Let's begin today's episode with an introduction of Elijah and his enemy, Queen Jezebel. Elijah was one of the most well-known prophets of the Old Testament. He performed many miracles, stopped the rain, and started it again, provided endless food for a widow, brought a child back to life, called down fire on his enemy. These accounts are found in 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18, 2 Kings 1 and 2, and James chapter 5. Also, this prophet was so close to God that he was translated from earth to heaven, meaning he did not die but was taken directly to heaven. In Elijah's case, he was taken to heaven in a whirlwind. 2 Kings chapter 2. Queen Jezebel became the wife of King Ahab of Israel around 874 BC. She brought to the marriage heathen practices and idol worship, most notably the worship of a heathen god, Baal. She was one of the most, if not the most, evil of women in the Bible. She brought 450 of her Baal-worshipping prophets into the kingdom and then ordered the murder of the prophets of the Lord, 1 Kings 18 verse 4 and 13. She engineered the murder of an innocent man named Naboth because he would not sell his vineyard to her husband, King Ahab, 1 Kings chapter 21. For this heinous act, Elijah prophesied that she would be eaten by dogs by the wall of Jezreel, the city where the king and queen reigned, 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 23. Today's presentation occurred in 1 Kings chapter 18 and details the conflict between Elijah and Queen Jezebel, which led to Elijah's unplanned fast. So what led to the showdown between Elijah and Queen Jezebel? Basically, God got fed up with all the Baal worship, so he told Elijah to go to King Ahab and set up the showdown on Mount Carmel. Those of you who know me know I love cowboy shows and movies, especially the fight between the good guys and bad guys. So here we have the showdown between Elijah and Queen Jezebel's Baal-worshipping prophets on Mount Carmel. Long story short, Elijah defeats Jezebel's prophets. Queen Jezebel's false prophets call on Baal to burn up the sacrifice of a bullock placed over a barbecue pit. Okay, just kidding. But it was an altar with wood. And Baal didn't show up to the fight. God did show up to the fight and brought down fire on Elijah's sacrifice, burning it up even after Elijah had 3 barrels of water poured on the altar and a barrel poured in a trench surrounding the altar. After Jezebel's prophets are humiliated, Elijah then has them all killed. Ahab tells Jezebel what happened. Jezebel sends a message to Elijah that she is going to kill him. And this powerful man of God who was victorious over Baal and the Baal-worshipping prophets runs for his life into the wilderness. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. He takes no food with him. He runs. So this is why I call it an unplanned fast. We are not going to spend time talking about why Elijah ran because the bottom line is it was fear. Fear will kill you. which is what it almost did to Elijah, because while he was on his unplanned fast, he told God he did not want to live. This heathen queen had Elijah scared to the point of wanting to die, but he didn't die. Instead, God sent an angel to feed him, and Elijah slept. The angel fed him once more, and Elijah ate. Then, guess what? The forced fast led to a fast of 40 days and 40 nights, 1 Kings 19, verse 8. That 40-day and night fast led to three people being anointed who would eventually be critical to fulfilling the prophecy that King Ahab's kingdom would be destroyed and Queen Jezebel would be put to death. Those three people were Hazael, who would be king over Syria, Jehu, who would be king over Israel, and Elisha, who would replace Elijah. But note that scripture records the actual anointing of Hazael and Jehu occurred while Elisha, not Elijah, was a prophet. So it's unclear that Elijah followed through with the command to anoint Hazael and Jehu. Nevertheless, God's plan to destroy King Ahab's kingdom was set in motion after Elijah fasted. You can read about these events in 2 Kings chapters 8 and 9. Here's how it played out. In 1 Kings 21, verse 23, after Queen Jezebel has Naboth murdered so her husband can take Naboth's vineyard, Elijah prophesies that she would be eaten by dogs by the wall of Jezreel, the city where the king and queen reigned. Then in 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 22 to 37, Jehu enters Jezreel, having been anointed king over Israel and ordained to destroy King Ahab's house. By this time, Ahab is dead, but his son Jehoram, also called Joram, rules. Joram seeks peace, but Jehu replies, "What peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many?" He then kills Joram and orders his body cast into the field that Ahab and Jezebel stole from Naboth. And that proves that when God says vengeance is his, he means it. Romans 12, verse 19. Then Jehu proceeds to find Queen Jezebel, looking at him mockingly from an upper window. Jehu directs Jezebel's eunuchs to throw her down from the window, which they do. Jehu later tries to retrieve her body because she is a queen, but Elijah's prophecy is fulfilled. For when they look for the queen's body, all that is found are her skull, feet, and the palms of her hands. 2 Kings 9, verse 35. Elijah's prophecy is fulfilled. Out of Elijah's unplanned fast came a greater fast, the results of which led to the destruction of an evil queen who controlled an evil kingdom. Elijah's fasts have so much more depth, but time does not allow us to dive any further. What is important is that we see the power of fasting, whether small or great, planned or unplanned. We see how God uses fasting to destroy evil and to have his will fulfilled. We close here by remembering another person who fasted 40 days and nights after the Holy Spirit moved upon him. That person, of course, was Jesus. He emerged from his fast and commenced to destroy the works of the devil. But more importantly, Jesus empowered us through the Holy Spirit to destroy the evil found in the earth, in principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Now stay tuned for Apostle Charles, who will give you details on how to contact us. Until next time, God bless.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time. God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization. Donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com.